We are on Daf Yuda Med Aleph. Right after the third of the Amid, Eisvei Rove Le Rav Nachman. Rove is Takashe to Rav Nachman. We learned Metzias Poyel La'atzmoy. If a Poyel is working, and during his working time he finds a Metzias, is La'atzmoy, so the Metzias belongs to him. But when do we have such a halacha that the poel keeps the metziah? Bizman she'omaloi balabayis nechayshi mihayayim, adayri mihayayim. He hired him for different malachas. He wasn't hired for all malachas. He was hired for specific malachas. So if he finds a metziah, this does not go into the schiris. So then the din is the metziah belongs to the poel. And we'll see in Rashi, if he took time off from working to pick up the metziah and to take the metziah for himself, so he'll deduct that from his schiris. I mean, he has to understand, schiris is a mechira l'yayme. He was obligated to work for the balabos, to be oider, to be neichish. But al kaponim, the metziah belongs to him. He was not hired for Matthias, he was not hired for different pulas. Avalomaloi, asay imi melocha hayoy. But what if he told him, I'm hiring you for all melochas, whatever you do today, I want it to be done for me. I'm not hiring you for anything specific, whatever you do today should be done for me. And now he finds a metziah. His metziyasa shel balabayisu. So now this metziah belongs to the balabos. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi nechayshi mihayoy leiniska imay el lenichosh veido. He was hired for a specific work. Shegvia hametziah. Einzu mimleches balabais, he wasn't hired for this. Vekona poyel, and the poyel will be kind of the metziah. Now, in the time, vohu yinakeloi mischoroi, but since it took time, he took off from his working time, he was supposed to be menachesh in oida the whole day, whatever he was hired for, he took off time to take the metziah from himself, who yinakeloi mischorei schapulis nikush v'ido kol shas hagbo. That means, as much time as it took him to be magbiya the metziah, so that'll have to deduct from the schiras he's paying him, because he did not work a full day. But al kaponim, the metziah will belong to him. But Amalei, but what if he told them, Asei imi melocha hayay? But what if he was hired, kol melocha shu oise? He says, whatever you do today, you're hired for that. It should be done for me. It's kol melocha shu oise, meleches balabayis. Whatever he does today, that's meleches balabayis. Vekone balabayis, and then then it says, if that he was hired for that purpose, so then the balabais is kind of the metziah. Now this is a problem on Rav Nachman. What's that the balabos is kind of? So the Gemara understood he was hired for whatever he does that day. He sees a metziah, so he should pick it up for the balabos. That's nichlal in the schiris. But according to Rav Nachman, afilu you pick it up for the balabos, but the balabos isn't kainah. I mean, the din is, magbiya metziah lechaveiro, loikon lechaveiro. So, the moisakasha alma, amagbiya metziah lechaveiro, ikon lechaveiro. So this is akasha on Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, so Rav Nachman answered, Amalei shani poyel, the yodoi ki yad balabayis. The yad of the poyel is like the yad of the balabayis, which needs a lot of explanation, but let us just say Pasha Tataych will come later and explain this. Poshita means the yad of the poyel is koni to the balabos. So if it's koni to the balabos, so this does not fall into the category amagbiya metzila chaveiri kona chaveiri. Magbiya metzila chaveiri kona chaveiri means that if a strange person picks up a metzia for someone else, so there's the din, he's called a tevis l'balchoy v'mokim shechav l'acherim d'loy kona. But if Yad Poyel ki Yad Balabayis, so we have a Yad Balabayis, and that might be a Metzilah Chavayrek. We have the Yad Balabayis that's picking up the Metzilah. Yad Poyel ki Yad Balabayis. So Mamela, there's no problem. So it's, we're not getting into a problem. Frechting Morim. For Omar, Rav Poyel Yochel Lavzaboy Afilu Bachatziyay. Mel says, you're saying a mouthful, whatever this means. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, that means that the Yad of the Poyel is koni to the Balabos, it's Ki Yad Balabayis. He says, if that would be true, there's a kinyan, there's a bailus that the Balabos has in the Yad Poyel, so then he wouldn't be able to have charote. That means if he can't resign in the middle of the day. I mean, he's coming for this man he was hired for. Ipshat is, he's a strange person. I'm working for you. So Mamela knew you're working for me. So very good. And I decided not to work for you. It's only, I obligated myself to work for you. So I'm choyza. But if it's a pchine, Yad poil ki yad balabayis that I'm koni to you, that means that it's, that my yad is like your, that my yad belongs to you. So if it belongs, so how could you be choizah in the middle of the day? It was purchased for his man, you can't be mevatel the kinyan in the middle of the day. So the Gemara says, Tihoda bei taima achinahu. When he's chayzer, so then another factor comes in. Dechsiv ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodai heim v'loi avodim la avodim. That means that, this also needs to be elaborated, but it means as follows, that be'etzim, there is a kinyan, there's some sort of a kinyan that the balabos possesses in the poyel. But if this kinyan would be absolute, so it would come out, so he's like his eved. The pasuk says that Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodei heim b'lei avodim l'avodim, that means that it doesn't become an eved. So that means, so that makes that your kinyan should not be absolute. In what oifen, that if he wants to be chayz, he can be chayz. Al tzedin avdis would be mechayiv, that in echanami, al tzedin poil, it would be mechayiv, you have a kinyan in him, so you have a kinyan. The kinyan was for a certain amount of time, so, can't be chayzer in the middle, there was a kinyan. But this pasuk overrides the kinyan, that whenever he decides to be chayzer, the kinyan becomes nifsak of this pasuk. But Kolzman he wasn't chayzer, there's a kinyan take. So Mamela, so this is not, there's no problem of magbi mitzil lechaveri kon lechaveri, because yad poil ki yad balabai. Let us see what Rashi says. Ki hoda bei taima achinu. Hoda omad chi hoda bei hoshus biyodoi. Lav mishum dat hashte lav ki yad balabayis. Not that till now his yad was not koni to the balabot. Alatay machinu. She'ein oy she'loy ke'evet, it is not an absolute bailis. She'im bo lazav lo yischorim mekan v'ilach, v'lazav bo yazav boy. That means that it's not an absolute kinyan that he can't be chayza. If he wants to be chayza mikan alav, he could be chayza. That means, but that overrides the kinyan he has till now. Now, I'd like to explain a little what does this mean. Yad poil ki yad balabos, and because of yad poil ki yad balabos, there's no problem of a matbiya metziel a chaveiro ikon a chaveiro. Doir Sameach in the old explains our Gemara as follows. There's a halacha, if I possess a dekel, I possess a tree, the peiros grow. So, who did the peiros belong to? It belonged to the owner of the dekel. That means my ownership of the dekel entitles me, since it's my dekel, that whatever will come out from the dekel is mine. I mean, I don't have to make a kinyan on the peiros. This is an automatic bailus. If I'm the owner of the dekel, the peiros which the dekel creates belongs to the bala dekel. That's Aleph. Now, there's a concept of dekel leperis, which means as follows. That means, let's say, Reuven possesses a dekel. It's Reuven's dekel. Reuven's dekel, so Reuven can do whatever he wants with it. He can chop down the dekel. Let's forget about Baltashris. I mean, it's his dekel for all Shimushim. Reuven can sell the dekel leperis to Shimon. That means, legabi, the peiros which will grow out from this dekel, it's your dekel. Legabi, all other things, it's my dekel. But legabi, the peiros which will come out from this dekel, it's your dekel. That is it. And therefore, the peiros that will grow from the dekel belong to Shimon. Because it's Shimon's dekel, legabi, the peiros. Legabi, other things, it's not Shimon's dekel. Legabi, the peiros, it's Shimon's dekel. Zakta Ersameyach, there's a concept, I have a kinyan in Yenim's yad lemaise yodot. That means, let's go back to Kiyoda Meisa Soda. A person makes things. There's the maise yodaim of a person. A person makes things, he creates things. So, if he created it, it belongs to him. This is his maise yodaim. So a poyel, the longest of yad poyel ki yad balabayis is that I was koine yodov lemaisa yodov. That means your yodayim, you're a ben choyren, but legabi your maisa yodayim, your yodayim belongs to me. So memele, whatever your yodayim will accomplish. That means, so the poil yoytzei of your yedayim belongs to the owner of the yedayim. Your yedayim belongs to me. So that means, let us say a bad example. If a person is an artist and he makes a painting, so the painting belongs to the artist, it's maisa yodo. It's a poil yoytzei of maisa yodo. So if you're my poil, I was kind of, Yodov le maisa yodov. You'll make a painting. So that your maisa, what I have a kinyan in your yadayim, that your maisa yadayim will belong to me. That is pshat. So therefore, how is the poyel kind of the metziah? It's also the maisa. He picked up the metziah. So this was a revach, a prophet that came out through maisa yodov. There was a Hefkidik in Metziah, and the Poyel made a Maisa Kinyan in the Metziah to be kind of the Metziah. I acquired a kinyan in your yadayim that whatever your yadayim will do, I have a kinyan, it's my, I have yada of lemaisa yada. That is the kinyan that I possess. So memele, so it's napshad is that you are picking up for me. Your yadayim belong to me. That means the yadayim are koni to me. A matbiyah metzila chaveira and kona chaveira means a strange person is picking up a metzia for someone else. Anshuldik, you can't do that. Yechav lacherim. But if the Baal HaPoyel possesses, if the Baal HaPoyel has a kinyan in his yadayim, so it's your yadayim akoni for all maisa yadayim that they'll do, the metzias that they'll find, whatever. So memele, so automatically it belongs to me. It's considered that I have a kinyan and you're yadayim. That is how the Eres HaMeach says pshat. That's one mahalach. There's a second mahalach. I think this is a second mahalach because let us just say for 1 minute, what would be the din if the poyel would be koina metziya with taladamas. Something is in his taladamas, which is also koina. So I think according to the Eres HaMeach, it would not belong to the Baalim. Because the whole lumdis of the Eres HaMeach is, kiven the maise yodov umitziyoisov al yidei yodov ka'osu. That means I have a kinyan in your maise because your yad is coming to me, lemaisa yoda, mitziyosov, mizake l'rabi guf yoda, lemitziyosov. So that's dafke l'chay is a kinyin yoda, but if it belongs to him through an oifen, not through maisa yoda, l'chay wouldn't belong to the balabos. That is one mahalach. The Nesivis in Simen Kuf Hei Siv Koten Beis says a second mahalach. The Nesivis says that Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis means just like we have a concept by an Eved Kanani, Masha Kone Eved Kone Rabbi, that means that whatever he acquires, the Odin is Zeiche from him. So by a Poyel, there's also the same din. That is the Kinyan I have in the Poyel, that Masha Kone Evet Kone Rabbi. That means it comes out that the Emerson, the Poyel is Zeiche in the Metziah. But since you are hired for whatever you're going to acquire, I hired you up, or should belong to me, so there's a concept of Masha Kona Poyel, the Poyel Zochi Baha Metziah, that means the Metziah first becomes the Poyels, and the Odin Minei Didei Kozochi. And the Odin is Zoche from him. L'chayre, according to this mahalach, perhaps the din would be a filo by dalad amos also. That means there's a din that whatever the poyel is zeiche, that gufa is the kinyan that the odain acquires in the poyel, that whatever will belong to you, since that's koni in my kinyan, so you were koni for whatever you're going to do today. So whatever you'll acquire will belong to me. So memele, that's how the Nesivis says pshat. Yad poyel ki yad balabais. This is a Nesivis in Simen Kufay. Now, according to both of them, this is only something by a metziah. By a metziah, this will help. By a teifes labal choyf, Yad Poyel will not help because the Poyel Bechlau cannot be Teufis from a Balchoyim. It's Chav L'Acherim. Here, Al tadin of Yad Poil, Yad Balabais, it's called the Balabas is doing it. But from a Baal Choyv L'Choyre, he will not be able to take. There is a Nesivis in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sivkot Aleph that says a different pshat in Yad Poil Kiyad Balabayas. He says something very, very interesting. He says as follows. He says, we learned, Taisus brought down a Gemara in Kinyan Hagbo. Taisus brought down a Gemara that Toraf Akan, if a person, there was a nest, and there were birds in the nest, and a person banged on the nest, and because he banged on the nest, the birds flew up. So he's kind of bad, but we hear this Taisus on Daf Kuftes Amidalev. The birds flew up. Did he pick up the birds? No. But there's a din of Hugbo Mikoichoi. If through my koyach something was mugba, so it's considered some kindness. That's a din of hugba mikoichoi. So the Nesivis in Kuf Pei Ches says something very, very mechudishtik. He says, Yad Poyel ki Yad Balabayis means as follows. The Yad and the koyach of the poil is kiyad v'koyach balabayis. That means the koyach of the poil belongs to the balabos. The koyach of the poil belongs to the balabos. So the Nesiva says something very interesting. So if the poil will pick up a metziah, so the balabos is koynikos, is called Hugba mikoichoi. Amoyradikadahel. It's called Hugba mikoichoi. That, so that's Tavke Hagbo, that Hagbo of Hugba mikoichoi, if it was Lamaila Megimel, if it was Lamat Megimel, it's in the Yad of the Pale, it won't be like this. It's Tavke, a Cheshman of Hugba mikoichoi. This is three Mahalchim, which we can perhaps understand the mechanics of this halacha, that here this has nothing to do to there is no shaykhus with a magbiya mitzi lachaveri kona chaveri, because this is pshat, the bailam has a kinyan in the yad of the poil, so memele, so that is why the mitziyah that's a poil yaitse from the yad of the poil belongs to the balabos. Okay, let us say these three pshatim and these will remain with these three, the pshatim, pshat and yad poil ki yad balabais. So the Gemara, but al kaponim, according to all these three pshatim, this halacha is understood because the bailim have a kinyan in the poil. And so the Gemara said if he has a kinyan, see, he can't be able to quit in the middle of the day. There's a kinyan. You can't break a kinyan. That was the Gemara's kash. And then the Gemara says, well, there's a new din that overrides the kinyan. Avodai heim b'loi avodim l'avodim. That means, till he's chayzer, the odin, the balabos is a kinyan. And the minute he's chayzer, the kinyan becomes bottle. Of this new din of avodai heim b'loi avodim l'avodim. Zuktaisvis, Yochel Arzaboy Bafilu Bachatziyoy. So the Gemara brought, who did the Gemara bring this from? The Gemara brought this, a memre from Rav. Zuktaisvis, that the memre of Rav, Yochel Arzaboy Afilu Bachatziyoy. Vim Taima Umayka Mashmolo. What is the Chiddush of Rav? And you can be Choyza. Aloi, aloi bepeirek ha'umnim loi pligi rabdoise verabono. Elad rabdoise isova viyad poyel ala tachtoine. Verabono ansobri diyodei ala oyoine. Avol lekulu yochel lachzer boi. And let us try to understand this discussion. There's a machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabdoise in such a case. Let us say that a person was hired to work for a day, and let's say 8 hours, and $10 a day, $10 an hour, and he works 4 hours, and then he quits. He quits. Now, the price of workers got more expensive. Now it costs $20. Now it costs $20 an hour. You can't get a worker for that. That's the price, $20 an hour. Let's make it $15, so it'll be a little bit more kolev to the Gemara. $15 an hour. So there's a machlekes, Abdaisa and the Chachamim. Abdaisa holds that I was supposed to pay you $80 today. $8 in 8 hours, $10. Now I'm supposed to pay $80. Now, for the next 4 hours, I have to pay $60. So you're going to get $20. That's what they said. Yodi Allah Tachtoine. There was an agreement that I'm going to pay you $80. That's if you work the whole day. You quit in the middle of the day. Right now, I have to pay $60 for the next 4 hours, so I'm going to give you $20. And the Chachamim hold, no. The Chachamim hold, you pay him $40, you pay $40, and the other worker, you have to pay $60. Nebuch, it's the Malabos has to lose. Babakitza. So, Taisves, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, In how much you pay the worker after his chayzer, but less man the polik, he could be chayzer. I mean, the shayla is how much you're paying. You're paying $20. You're paying $40. But the gemara, it seems you could be chayzer. Thanks, machlekes. Now, our gemara had a kasha. How can you say yad polik yad balabais? Rav said you could be chayzer. In fact, Taisvis, why did the Gemara have to bring Rav over here? Everyone holds you could be chayzer. He's not annoying. Chomim holds you could be chayzer. Rav Dais holds you could be chayzer. There's a shayla how much you pay him after he's chayzer. But everyone holds you could be chayzer. So why was Rav schlepped into our sugya? That is Taisvis kasha. V'yeshloima. The Kamash Malon, the Yochel Larzaboy, no, Rav said, the Yochel Larzaboy, the Yodai Alo Yoine Kerabono, that he could be Chayzer, and Yodai Alo Yoine Kerabono, and he'll get his $40. Afulum Nishyakru Poilim Bachatzi Yoim Lachashachoza, but even though now the next 4 hours is going to cost $60, La yifchisu lei machatzi schoroi, ulekach maisi milse de Rav. Rav holds yode al yoyne. De kivin di yodoi al al yoyne, im kein ein yodoi ki yad balabais. The raya that since Rav holds that yodai al al yoyne, so we see en yodai kiyad balabais. Now, what is Taisva saying? The Chochmas Manoyach is saying as follows. Chochmas Manoyach says pshat and Taisva as follows. The Gemara understood, before the teretz of the Gemara, I hired a person. He has to work for me 8 hours today. He's hired for that. and he can get $10 an hour. If he's konui to me, the Gemara said, Yad poil ki, I have a bailus. It's Yodai is konui to me, I have a bailus in him. So you have a bailus. If he stops working in the middle of the day, so the Gemara understood, if you hold Yad poil, before the teretz of the Gemara said that there's something that overrides the kinyan, before the teretz of the Gemara understood as follows. If he's not konui, if he doesn't belong to you, so there was an agreement. I'm supposed to work for you 8 hours, $10 an hour. I don't belong to you. It was an agreement. I worked 4 hours, so pay me $40. If I belong to you, so means, so you have no right to, what do you mean you're not working? You have no right to stop working. Therefore, I can take away, and I'm a chuyiv to lose. You did an avla. You have no right to be chayza. The din that you pay him $20, the reason that the balabas pays him $20, even though it was a upmach $10 an hour, is because you had no right to be chayzer. I was kind of you stopped in the middle. So if I can, I'm not going to lose. You're going to lose. That proves that he has no right to be chayzer. That means if the poil is losing, you know why you're losing? Even though there was an agreement, I'm going to give you $10 an hour, but you had no right to be chayza. So therefore, since you had no right to be chayza, so the balabos won't lose his $80 that he was willing to pay for a day's work. That what Rav says, yodai alohal yoyne. Yodai al yoyne means that it's like, that whenever I'm coming to you, that means whenever I want to stop working, I can stop working. I want to stop working in the middle of the day, I can stop working in the middle of the day. So that proves you don't have a kinyan. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to lose any money. Because you never possess the poil. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So that was the Gemara brought Rav. The Gemara brought Rav to prove that Rav holds Yodai Aleyoyne. That is Pshat and Rav. And that is the biggest proof that the Bailim does not have a kinyan in the poil. If the Bailim would have a kinyan in the poil, so then the poil did an avle by stopping to work in the middle of the day. So Memela, so therefore the Bailim is Amachuyev to lose. Rabbi Kevega says, we cancel the poil. You have no right to do what you do. But if Rav says we don't cancel the poil, so that would seem that the Bailim do not have a kinyan in the poil. That's why, so when he worked. When he didn't work, he stopped working. So you have to pay him for the hours he worked. And the Gemara's Mechadish not like that. Gemara's Mechadish, Pshat is, the Chiddush of Avodayhei means that he's konui to whatever's money. He decides to work. When he decides to stop working, the kinyan ends then. And this supersedes the kinyan of the Bailim. Al salocha v'avodayhem v'lo yavodim l'avodim. V'chein moichiach b'peirek ha'umnim d'soiver b'schir yoim v'lo y'bekablonis. The Gemara says further in peirek ha'umnim that where do we see this in Rav? Because the Gemara says, by a kablon, he holds like Rav Doise. Now what is the case of a kablon? The case of a kablon is as follows. The case of a kablon is that a person made up with a balabos, he's going to give him a finished product for X amount, he's to make a product for him, he's charging $80. The price is not for the hours of work, the price is for the product he's going to give him. in the middle of making the product, he's chayza. Now the Bailam has to get another worker to finish the product. There, Rav holds like Rav Doise. The Bailam is not mechuyev to lose. The Bailam is not mechuyev to lose, and there we will deduct from the schiris that means even though he made half of the product, the Bailam will not have to pay more than the original agreement. That's by a kabbalah. So be'etzem, so what did Tosfos bring? Tosfos brought, we have to appreciate what's happening over here. Tosfos, the Gemara brought a member of Rav. Poyel yochel lachzaboy apilabach tziyoy. So Tosfos says yochel lachzaboy, everyone holds yochel lachzaboy. So Tosfos says no, Rav holds that yodei alo yoyne. So where do you see this, that Rav holds yodei alo yoyne? So Tosfos says, because the bechein meichiach bepecha umnim, because Rav says, by a kablon he holds like Rav Doise in yodei ala tachtoine. And because by a kablon there's no din of avodayim, so by a kablon he did not have a right to be chayz in the middle. If there was an agreement to make something, so therefore the Bailam is not mechuyev to be mafsid because of the chazor of the kablan. You had no right to be chayza. So therefore we will deduct from your payment that the Bailam shouldn't have to lose. Because by a kablan, there's no gather of avodim le'avodim le'avodim, because a kablan is not an evet to the Bailam. A kablan just has to give a complete product, and he's not an evet at all. So there he had no right to be chayza, therefore we will take away from what they agreed upon in the beginning. By a sochir, there it comes into the gather of avodahem b'lay avodim l'avodim. So because of this din, he is bekoyach to be mafsik the kinyan whenever he wants, that he should not be considered a complete evet. That is out, that's pshat and rav, and that's why it's yodei alo yoyne by a poyel, and not yodei al yoyne by a kab. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Now the Gemara brings a posik, why is it that a poyel could be chayzer? It's a mordik echidish. That means the Gemara is telling us a poyel is konui to the Bailam, and that's why there's such a concept of yad poyel ki yad balabayis. But afal pikein, even it's konui, whenever the poyel wants to be chayzer, he can sever the kinyan. And the whole reason of this halacha is because ki li b'nei Yisrael avodayhem v'loy avodim l'avod. Now, let us see Tosfos, and then we'll try to explain what Tosfos is saying. Nira li, the mikol mokim, muta odom lahaskir atzmoy. Now, let us understand what's bothering Tosfos. In our Gemara, it seems to be saying, as follows. Let's say a person was koina a poyel for a day. Now the Gemara says, now after half the day, the poyel wants to be choyza. So the Gemara says, if there wouldn't have been this posik of avodayhem v'loy avodim lavodim, so we would tell the poyel and shudik, you belong to him. You belong to him, so you can't be chayza. You have no right to be chayza. So we see from this that the first 4 hours, he's an abbot. And if you have to be worked the whole day, you'd be a real abbot. Al tzedin of avodai heim, v'loy avodim lavodim, he can stop the avodim. That's what it says in the Gemara. But l'chayre, for the first 4 hours, he is an eved. Now there's a thing, you're not allowed to sell yourself for an eved. If a person sells himself for an eved, there's an issa. Oizen sheshama al sinai, ki libnei yisroel avodim em v'lei avodim l'avodim. So l'chayre, so it should be, a person should not be permitted to become a poil. If a poil is also a kinyan, so how do we split the hair? That's what Tosfos is going to speak about now. And let's just appreciate the first line of Tosfos and what was bothering Tosfos. Nira li, I think, Tosfos thought, I mean, Tosfos didn't have any ra, but I think, the mikoma came, muta odom lahaskeratmai. A person is permitted to be masking himself as a poil. Nearly. So let us just see. The Tosfos is going to say why soon, but Tosfos had a big problem. Tosfos said, if we look at a poil as an avdus, this is called a kinyan, and which is a stira to avdus Hashem. Avodei heim v'loy avodim l'avodim. So how is a person permitted to sell himself as a poil? What is the difference between a poil and an eved? Just like one is not permitted to sell himself for an eved, so one should not be permitted to sell himself as a poil. That is what Tosfos, that was what Tosfos was bothering, and Tosfos says, no, you're allowed to sell yourself for a poil. Nearly, the mikol mokim muta odom lahasker atzma. Why? The davke eved ivri sheni yochel lachzer boy. One at a time. So Tosfos says like this, that the whole Issa, let's finish the Tosfos, then I'll try to explain it. Ve'ene yoytze koydem zmani elo bishtar shicho oiver mishum avodayhen. Now, Rabbi Reuven explains this Tosfos as follows. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk says in Parshas Bahar that an eved ivri goes out b'yoidel. And ki avodai hein, it's my avodim. So mameli goes out in yoidel. So Rabbi Reuven explains, what does the pasuk say? That means this person sold himself for an eved. He's an eved. There was no zmanim. He sold himself an eved. He's an eved indefinitely. So the Rabbi Nishlam said, Yovel is going to go out. Why? Ki avodai hein. So Rashi says, Shibudi koidem. That means, even though he's your eved, in mitzad, your avdus, he should remain being an eved. He sold himself to you. But I got news for you. He's my eved. He's my eved before he became your eved. So my avdus will supersede that your avdus will only last till Yovel, and after Yovel, it's finished. So their pshat is that he's your eved. I permitted him to become an eved till Yovel. That means even though he's my eved, and he was maftiya, my avdus, till Yovel he can do this. But from Yovel, my avdus takes over, and he cannot be maftiya, my avdus anymore. That is pshat in the pasuk. That means he sold himself for an eved, and mitzad, the avdus to you, he should remain indefinitely an eved. So the pasuk says, no, he remains an eved till Yovel. And then, my avdus supersedes your avdus, and he goes out to Yovel. But till Yovel, he's an eved. So Tosfos says, but a poyel is not even an eved in the beginning. Why isn't he an eved in the beginning? So Tosfos says, because there's two differences between him and an eved. An eved ivri, ain't a yochel lachzer boy. That means if a person sold himself for an eved, if he wants to leave the odin, he only goes out with giroin keser. That means he can't tell the odin, no, I changed my mind. I'm sorry, you can't change your mind. There's a din of giroin keser. He gives some money, he can purchase himself back. But he can't change his mind. It's a deal, you're my eved, finished. That is called Abdus. That means he lost his koyach to be mafkiya the Abdus. That is called astire to Abdus Hashem. So the Torah said by a poil, he doesn't lose his freedom. Whenever he wants, he can sever the kinyan. That means there's a kinyan taket, there's a kinyan. That's a yad poil ki yad balabais. It's not pshat, I'm working for you, I'm koneh to you. But since this kinyan is biyodi, whenever I want, I can sever it, so that doesn't have a shame after. So therefore there's no issa bechlal to sell yourself for a poil. That's one. That is one chilek, and a second chilek, v'ni yoytzei kaidem zmanay elo b'shtar. That b'shtar shichel. That means, what if the balabos will tell David, I'm eichel, you'll finish, you don't have to work for me. Finish! So it's nothing. He's still an eved. The words are meaningless. Mechila doesn't help. He belongs to the Yodin already. He can only go out with a shtar shichel. That means there's an indefinite kinyan till Yovel. Yovel, then there's a din avodayim. So since there's a kinyan that is not biyad the poil to break, and it's afilu not biyad the odin to break without making a shtar shichel, that is called an avdus, and that there's an issa of avodayim leavodim leavodim. But a poil, who if the balabos says if you want you can leave, if he says if I want I can leave. So Memele, that doesn't have a semblance of Avdis, so even there, Bishatoi, there is a Kenyan, Kozman, there was no Chazore, that does not have a semblance of Avdis, and there's no Issa of Avodi, Heimble, Avodim, Lavodi. Let us just finish the Gemara. Oma Rabchie, Baraba, Oma Rab Yoichanan, Habbiya Metzila, Chaveiroi, Kona Chaveiroi. That Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ami mitzvah kona chaveiroi like ule." Vim toima mishnah seinu. The mishnah says that vim omar aniza v'omar aniza chisibo zochabo, and aniza chisibo means after he picked it up, he says, "I want to be zoche for myself." So he's zoche. If you're the mabim mitzvah chaveiroi kona chaveiroi, it's too late. He was the roiche was zoche. The Omar Tnoli Vloy Omar Zecholi. The Mishneh, the Reuchev did not tell him, be Zeuche for me. He said, give it to me. If he would say, be Zeuche for me, so then, and if he picked it up and he was Zeuche for him, so he can't change his mind, because the Magbim Etzil Echaber Kona Echaber. No, the Mishneh is saying, he told him, give it to me, don't be Zeuche for me. So Memele, so Kozman, he doesn't get it, it's still Hefkel. So then the Magbia can be Zeichet for himself. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Vim Taima Mishnaseinu Dekoni Ani Zachisi Bo Zoche Bo, Umashma Alon Ani Zeiche Bo Achshav, now I want to be Zeichet. Zoche Bo, Ba'af Api Shekbiya Letzerche Neiroi, I know time shum diktoni ba oma la chaveri tnoli loy oma zecholi ata bag vaosa. He said, give it to me. Don't be zeichet for me. Nimtze shloy so shliach la haknois bag vaosa. He didn't want that he should be zeichet for him. Achas nesine. Rekoidem nesine. Oda boi ze mishlichusoy. Let us see Toisvis. Oma rab yechen amig mitzi la chaveri kona chaveri. So Taisa says, "Va'avar gav de isla Rab Yochanan beperka koisit perkame de gitten toifis labal choyif leikone." So how does Rab Yochanan stem here? Rab Yochanan says, "Toifis labal choyif mokim shchav lachem leikone," and here he says, "The magbi mitzir chaveira kone chaveira." So Taisa says, "Ainu dach keiche de loyshayich migud zochi lenafshe." There is no, by Toifis labal choyif, you can't say migud boy zochi lenafshe. Because the strange person could not take the chay for himself. Then aloy v'chayv klum l'tayfes. Avol metziyah di kemigu konik. But when metziyah is amigu yekonik. V'loy omar zechili. he did not tell me schir. Vim toimar de perkame de gitten koma Rabbi Yochanan kol oimar tnu ka oimar zechu. Rabbi Yochanan says that tnu means zechu, and that's speaking about, I said, tnu shtar shichu la'avdi. So the din is that tnu means zechu, and the shliach is zeiche with the shtar shicha for the Eved, and the Eved becomes a ben chayrim as soon as the shliach gets the shtar. Adzochen l'odom shloi befono. So you see, tnu means tzchu. V'yeshloimel, the shani hosom, the das acheres maknoisei. That means, there the odoin wants to give the Eved away. Kol hanoisin b'ayin yofen noisin. That means he wants to be meshached eved l'toyvus eved. So memelo, when he says tnu, he means I'm the quickest eifin. So that tnu means bizoiche. That tnu means bizoiche. But because it's up to me what I want, and I want you to be zoiche right away. By a reichev can't tell Yenna to be zeiche for me. Who is he to tell Yenna to be zeiche for? I mean, Yenna will do whatever he wants to do. And the Chochmas Menoich puts one more nekuda. He doesn't want to say zechi. Because the minute, that means if he tells him tnu, so it could be this person that picks up the metziah will be a little naive, and he'll think the reichev dropped it, and he says, please give it to me. So he won't have any kavonas to be zeiche for himself. The minute he'll spill the beans, he'll say schuli, so the person is picking it up and say, oh, it's not his, I should be zeichef him, and chayech akoymim, so pick it up for himself already. So, fakert, the whole reason he's saying to nu is fakert, give it to me, and I'll be zeichef him, I'm not talking about schia. So, male attack is, so there's no schia whatsoever. So, therefore, if he says, ani zachisi bo zochabob,